good. We are pumped to be with you on this Thursday night. I am Mary. You are listening to your favorite anime podcast hosted by your favorite anime twins sometimes. This is Anime Double Play. I hope you're all having a great week. I am here. I am not here with my twin because he's hanging out with me this weekend and thought that we don't need to do a podcast if I'm going to see you, which is not the way podcasts work. But I digress. It is a great opportunity to bring back in, once again, my good friend, my neighbor, my streaming mentor, Ganon11.
Hello, and thank you for having me. I am a twin to no one but myself, and I don't know if that counts. But you know what? I watch anime, and I'm excited to be here.
Yay! I'm a twin. Duh. We've had Lexi, who's a twin, on the pod, and we've had John, who's a twin, on the pod. So we've had a pretty substantial twin margin, I would say. Like, the probability of a twin hosting this is extremely high.
Yeah. I mean, higher than, like, the national average or just finding a twin out in the wild.
My elementary school was 28 kids. We had four sets of kids. My high school, all girls.
Was four sets of twins?
Yeah.
Okay.
In my class.
Because you said four sets of kids.
And I twins, yeah.
Yeah.
In my high school class was 135 girls. We had 11 sets of twins.
That's a lot of twins.
How wild is that?
I am pretty sure I knew one set of twins in my entire schooling period. And, like, they were in my classes and stuff, which is cool. Do I remember their names? I think their names were Ryan and Sean. Sorry for doxing you. I'm not going to share your last name because I can't remember your last name.
Oh, you're talking to the people?
Oh, yeah. They're obviously listeners.
They're obviously in the pod fam. If they're twins?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to be. If they're anime twins?
I mean, from what I'm hearing about your schooling history, like, you magnetically attract other twins.
Honestly,
just more twins appear.
There must have been something crazy in the water in 1994 on Long Island. That's all I'm going to say. So many twins.
So many twins. But regardless, yes, I'm here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. It's been a while. What's new? What's new regular if you want to share? What's new anime video game if you want to share? We are open. We are happening. We are chill.
What's new regular? Life? I mean, I don't even remember the last time I was here.
Me either.
I navigated the holidays. I survived.
Magfest!
Magfest happened. Magfest was super exciting. We did not find the cheese room.
Yeah.
I spent a weekend visiting my brother and his wife and my niece, and all of them are great. That was cool.
That was good.
That's probably the most exciting thing that's happened to me this year.
Great. Being with family. That's great.
Yeah. Magfest, second place. Zeldathon, maybe tied for second place. Otherwise, life is good. Video game, anime related. I've played a lot of video games. I beat Dark Souls 1.
Woo!
That was cool.
Yay!
I played some Zelda. What else have I played recently? I don't know.
Baldur's Gate.
I'm playing so much Baldur's Gate 3.
There it is.
I've beaten it 2 times. I'm in a multiplayer career that's about to beat it a 3rd time. Now, this may surprise you, given that this game has only won Best Game of the Year, but I'm going to come in with a blazing hot take. I think Baldur's Gate 3 is a pretty good game, and I would recommend people play it.
If you had to rate it.
If I had to rate it out of 10, I'd probably give it a 9 out of 10.
Wow!
And the only reason it's not getting a 10 out of 10 is because, especially in multiplayer, it's actually gotten pretty buggy near the end. And so there's some technical issues that are getting in the way of me and my friends having fun. But they're continually supporting and patching the game and fixing some of those bugs. It has actually gotten smoother. We're actually pretty sure most of the problems are caused by one person in particular having a very old computer.
I was going to ask, I have 2 questions.
Yes.
Are you playing cross-platform? Or are you all on PC?
No. Okay. So cross-platform play is not supported.
Oh,
If you're playing on PC, you can only play with other people on PC.
Fair.
If you're playing on PlayStation, you can only play with other people playing on PlayStation.
Question number 2.
Yes.
Can you do online, like, but one person is local? So, like, if I was playing with Mike on the couch next to me, as two people, and then we had a party with another person.
So local co-op play is only supported on the console version on PlayStation.
Which is what I would play.
Which is what you would play, but is not what I am playing. Mm-hmm. So I have no expertise to share.
Okay, that's fine.
I am not actually sure if that's possible.
Because I think that would be fun for Mike and I to play. But he had a very hilariously negative experience in our D&D campaigns. The poor paladin couldn't roll over an eight, guys.
That problem could partially be addressed.
Yeah.
By Baldur's Gate. There's okay, I'm going to nerd out, guys. Software developer talking here. There's a really cool setting called Karmic Dice.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is, like, in real life D&D, and also if you decide not to use this option, dice are random, right?
Yeah.
You roll a 20-sided die, and you are going to get a truly random result between 1 and 20. Karmic Dice essentially says, if you get a low roll, you're more likely to get a higher roll on the next time you roll something.
Okay,
and
I
if
like
you get
that.
A high roll, you're more likely to get a lower roll. Mm. So it will balance out your experience more.
Interesting.
You will tend not to have nights where, oh, just rolled 16 ones in a row.
Yeah.
Just, it's that kind of night. But like that can happen in truly random fashion. Mm-hmm. But with Karmic Dice, it tries to balance against that.
Yeah, we did a campaign of not Baldur's Gate. Me, Mike, and Shankopotamus. Shankopotamus and I had a great time.
Shoutouts. I would love to recommend you give it a try. I also understand it's an expensive game at this point. And that's a lot of money to spend on a possibly risky venture.
That's why I haven't bought it yet. Because I've got games to play. I'm not hugely interested in it. I'm interested, but I'm not like dying to play it. And Final Fantasy VII.
So before we transition to Final Fantasy VII, because I know you want to talk about it, how on a scale from 1 to 10, how angry would you be if it showed up on your doorstep for your birthday?
Baldur's Gate? You don't have to do that. I would not be angry at all. My gosh. Oh, this thing I wanted. Damn. No.
This thing I only kind of wanted.
That would be very kind of you, but no pressure at all. How much? I mean, it's probably $70 for the PlayStation 5.
I haven't looked because, what is a PlayStation? A miserable pile of Final Fantasy VIIs.
Shankopotamus got a new one.
Well, Shankopotamus got it fixed, or did he get an entirely new one?
It came back with a different serial number.
Oh.
So
they filed off the serial number? This is an off-the-market PlayStation.
Assuming it's new.
Okay.
It's going to be $70.
Yeah.
But don't worry about it. Okay.
Good game. Strongly recommend. Listeners, play it. Listeners, if you get it on PC, I'm willing to play with you. I've only beaten it 3 times. I'm willing to do it more. I'm not addicted, I swear.
You should put that in the Discord.
Video juegos.
Yes.
So tell me about Final Fantasy VII.
Well, there's a lot to say. I brought up that I finished it a few weeks ago, and I could tell Thomas didn't want me to talk about it, so I didn't.
But I'm supportive.
I appreciate that. I really enjoyed the game. I'm speaking of remakes, I guess, in the remakes in the like remaster space, I'm totally fine if you're going to remake something to change it a bit, because it already exists. Might as well twist it and adapt it, like, which is why I'm not like fully against like the live action adaptations of things that aren't like 100%, because I'm like, duh, you know, and it's like, it's fun to change it up. A lot of the things they did I thought was cool. I'm one of the only people on the internet that firmly believes they botched the ending.
Mm.
So many people I'm seeing online are like, oh my gosh, masterful till the very end. And I'm like, what did you see? I mentioned this before on the pod. I'm going to mention it again. Mike worded it beautifully because he watched the ending with me. They are being intentionally deceptive with their storytelling, which is not fun for the gamer. Mm. It's not mysterious. It's not like an ooh, what happens next. They're purposely being confusing, and they're purposely not telling you things. And it's just aggravating.
Rough.
There's this big moment at the end.
Are we going into spoiler territory? No. Or are we going to keep it generic?
It's generic. There's this big moment at the end, and it's been the whole time when they announce this. It's the will they, won't they.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get a firm answer on it.
You're not sure if they did or did not.
You're basically sure, but the way that they did this iconic scene, I thought destroyed the sanctity of the entire moment. We're going to watch some cutscenes after we record this.
Fair enough, because I played the original game, but yeah, I haven't played any of the
And I love
remakes.
These characters. I love the characters that are involved in this scene. I thought it was done really powerfully in the original game. I had seen clips of this scene, but I never saw the whole thing until I actually played it. And I was so surprised a few years ago with, like, the dialogue after and all this stuff. And they were just like, F you, and we're going to eat your ass. Like, there was just nothing.
Damn.
I was so upset by the end of it. And it was beautiful, and it tugs at your heart, and XYZ, but it was just like, it was a mess. I thought it was a mess.
Mm.
And I still really like the game, and I'm still playing it, but it's like, ugh, Tetsuya Nomura just ruins all the things I love. Anyway.
It's true that you can only be hurt the most by the things and the people you love.
Yeah.
Moral of The Last of Us. That's a true story.
Anime?
Anime! Yeah, let's talk weeklies.
Yeah. I'm currently only watching... Oh, I have to... The good news is I'm going on an airplane tomorrow. So I'm going to download... I'm going to download Demon Slayer and some other stuff.
Demon Slayer's out?
Yeah, I didn't get to the first episode. I'm pretty sure it came out. I saw clips of it online, but I never actually checked.
If Demon Slayer's out, I'm watching that tonight. Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I'm seeing the Spy X Family movie tomorrow. We're literally going...
On the plane?
No, they're picking me up in Denver from the airport, and we're driving directly to the movie theater.
Is this... Wait, where can we... Can I watch this tomorrow? No, I'm streaming on the NGSO channel tomorrow.
Poor baby.
Everything's terrible. Oh, yeah. It's in theaters for like a million years. Yeah. I could see it on my birthday. Incredible.
Oh, yeah, you can. What do you want for your birthday?
I don't know. I'll think about it.
Oh, I can't wait to talk to you about that. Okay. Let me confirm or deny if I just lied to everyone.
Demon Slayer, we're swapping to season...
I lied!
Yeah, so season 4 is not available. You can watch season 54.
Oh, I probably saw that, like, weird movie thing. Like, clips from that.
Mm.
Like, they did that, like, what they did with the last one, they showed, like, the last episode. I probably saw stuff from that online.
That was fun.
That was fun.
Just to clue anyone in who doesn't know what we're talking about.
Because I didn't state it
very At the beginning of the previous season, they did a showing of the first episode of the new season. But before that, they did the last two episodes of the previous season, which is like the big fight. And they did that in theaters in like higher def.
That was
and
cool.
It was really cool and really fun. And those were cool scenes. I remember a little bit of the last season. I'm not sure that would have been as fun.
It would have been cool seeing... Spoilers for the last season of... Yeah.
Demon Slayer.
The Nezuko moment. I was the only one that thought that was cool. Everyone was like, oh my god, this is stupid. I was landing from a trip. I was in the airport walking to the car. Mike was leading me and I was just like peripherally following him because I was watching that episode. Like,
you were watching
it
again?
Oh my god. No, I was watching... I downloaded it. I was watching it for the first time.
Oh, right, because we didn't... Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like, I thought... Gotcha. And then I came on the pod, I was like, I thought that was really good. And Thomas was like, well, why didn't she die? And I was like, oh, they'll probably tell us. And he's like, no.
They probably won't.
And basically got confirmation that they don't.
Yeah.
So I get it. But in the moment, I thought it was a very well-directed moment. That's the thing with Demon Slayer, guys. It looks so good. But it's just veneer. You scrape it away.
It's very vapid. It's very surface layer. And that concludes our discussion on Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer hasn't actually come out
Okay,
yet.
Okay, so I am watching 3 because a new one just came out. But you go first. Okay.
And I'm watching 3.
Yay!
So let's talk about one that we're both watching. It's the first one on this list here. And it is Kaiju number 8.
Which I'm so...
Did you watch it on X?
I know, right?
X.com.
Is driving me crazy. I'm so excited to talk to you about the show in general as the weeks go on, but also to hear your initial thoughts as someone who is not reading the manga. I started reading the manga at the first chapter.
Mm.
So
I remember you and Thomas talking about it on the pod and then talking about
in
it in
2020.
Discord and saying, like, everyone needs to read this. This is going to be the next big thing. And I think I decided, yeah, that's worth doing at, like, chapter 4.
Where it wasn't free anymore.
Where, like, chapter 1 became not free anymore. I was like, well, I can't start at chapter 2.
You could. So I didn't. But, it's good for me as a viewer because it's been 4 years since I saw the early stuff. So it's still exciting for me.
Yeah.
Thomas is annoying where he's like, how can I get excited about a show that I read it, so I'm watching it, and like, yeah, I know what happened, so what do you want me to say? I'm like, you host a podcast. But besides that, that's not the thing for me. I can still, like, derive joy from my life.
What you do is you watch it with a friend who hasn't read it, and you invite them to watch it with you, and then you just stare at them, waiting for them to react to moments that you know are coming. Just to be clear, Mary did not do this with me. Mary is not a jerk.
But we should do that. Well, not that part, but watch it together because Mikey G is watching it with me and he hasn't seen it.
That'd be fun.
So we can do like our, it's been a while. So, but anyway, back to it. Give me your thoughts.
Oh, I just saw Winry Rockbell. Sorry, I'm looking at your pin collection.
Yeah.
You planted that there to distract me.
Winry clearly. Cheesecake.
It's good. I mean, so the first episode is very obviously we're going to tell you the premise of the show in this first episode. You know, like pilots do. That's not a negative. It's how the show is. Mm-hmm. And so it sets it up to be very much, the main character is Kafka.
Yeah.
I think. Very Kafka-esque.
Uh-huh. Metamorphosis.
I'm hilarious. Kafka, you know, being in the cleanup squad, very obviously portrayed as the lame side of the defense force. Like, oh, you just clean up the guts and you work in the intestines and, oh, poop. Oh, it's so gross.
Poop.
Don't you have such an embarrassing job? And you're led to believe that the tension is going to be him trying to reclaim his lost dream of being in the real defense squad, in the monster slaying, the kaiju slaying squad. That he couldn't get in for reasons that I assumed would be explained later in the show. Maybe they still will be. And I thought that was going to be the main thing. Like, the tension between him not being in this, yet apparently having the skills to justify being in the squad. His childhood friend / obviously love interest. being the coolest captain ever. You know, all the scenes going back to them. You know, him saying, I'll always be there for you to back you up, to make you brave. Even her, I think, near the end of the episode, she thinks back on that and she says, what a liar. I can't believe he abandoned me. So I thought that was going to be the thing. And then the last 30 seconds of the episode happens, and he swallows a bug that turns him into a mini monster.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't know what the show is going to be like, but I'm in, right? Yeah. Like, I'm hooked. I'm going to watch next week, and I'm excited. It's good. It looks good. I think it's funny. And I have no idea where it's going, which in this case I think is a good thing.
I will not confirm or deny anything. I will say he did fail the test a few times, and to not spoil anything, I don't even remember why. So this is why it's great that I'm watching this again.
So it might not be even that big of a deal, and it's maybe because the show and the manga wants you to think it's going that way, and it's like, no, left turn.
Yeah, or maybe he's just not that smart, and he can do all the physical stuff, but he didn't pass, like, the actual test. I genuinely don't remember. But
we'll find out together.
I still wish for the show where he stayed a janitor.
Yeah.
And it was like this, like, working your way up through there, or like being the janitor still, but also supporting and like doing your best in your role to get to your goals, even though they're not exactly how. That's no spoilers. That's not what happens. But I see the potential in that show and think that show would have also been good. I've been saying this for a while about Kaiju Number 8. I like this manga a lot. I think this is going to be a good show.
It looks good.
And
I mean,
that's
just
it.
From the first episode.
That's
it. Good.
This is not Attack on Titan. This is not the best thing since sliced bread. I don't know why there's so much marketing and hype. This is going to be a very good, fun, impactful hype show. But it's not going to be like a Demon Slayer, you know? It's not going to be a My Hero.
It could be
a My Hero. It's not going to be a Demon Slayer. Like, it's not going to... Like, everyone needs to relax. But it's good.
Take your chill pills, everyone.
I will say Reno, the teenager, is my favorite character. The boy who works with him on the site.
Oh, the new guy.
Yeah, Ichikawa, I think, but his first name's Reno.
Okay.
I absolutely adore him.
And I mean, even looking at the banner image they have for the show already feels like a spoiler, right?
Yeah.
Because there he is, right in the middle, and there's Reno right next to him, and there's Captain Lady right next to him.
It's not as much of a spoiler as you think it is.
I'm sure it'll get there in like two episodes. Or maybe one episode. But yeah, I'm not actually complaining about it.
I will say, I don't know why One Republic is doing the ED. I'm still confused by all the choices they're making around this. See, look, they have a countdown clock on Crunchyroll for each episode.
Does it not do that for everything?
No, I don't think so. No. It's like only, what I've only heck? Seen it for Kaiju number 8. Like, I don't understand what the big deal is.
By the way, at time of recording, 1 day, 13 hours, 13 minutes. Get hype, everyone.
I know. Now I know it comes out on Saturdays.
Oh, I knew that because I...
It was only one something. Episode. I don't know. Yeah. I watched it on a Sunday, so I didn't know. But
I can't believe you let the anime world down by watching an anime the day after it aired.
I was doing something on Saturday.
If you can't tell, I'm dripping with sarcasm.
And I will say it's a little bit harder now that I'm watching it with someone to like coordinate two schedules. But anyway.
1 day, 13 hours, 12 minutes now.
Oh my gosh. I'm Xing out.
Wow.
I'm glad you're enjoying it, and I look forward to getting more of your feedback of the show.
Yeah, it's good. I'm excited. I will watch it on Saturday. You'll probably not watch it on Saturday because you'll be busy, and you want to watch it with Mike anyway.
Yeah, I will watch it with my brother, though, if we want to, and then rewatch it with Mike. So it depends.
The things you suffer
I for know. Your marriage. Gosh. I just rewatched the first episode of JJK with him.
Ugh.
It was great. Oh, so did I say episode? Season.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, didn't you start that a while
ago?
Yeah,
we just finished the first season, and then I told him while I'm gone, he has to watch the movie, and then we can start season two. I have to suffer through season two again.
I might have to watch the movie, but I can't. I'm too busy.
You should watch it with him this weekend.
I'm so busy. We got the concert on Sunday.
I'm gone till Tuesday.
Non-work work to do on Saturday.
Monday? I'm not streaming.
D&D, Baldur's Gate Night.
Anyway, okay. Anyway. What else are you watching?
So the next thing I'm watching, I know you are not watching, and it is Yuru Camp.
Yay!
And I can cover this in 5 minutes. I've watched 3 episodes. Hey, they go camping.
Woo!
They go camping in one of the girls' front yards because they want like a low-budget trip.
Yay.
And they make sausage. And it's delicious. And there's a dog. and then in this episode that I actually just watched before I came over, two of the girls go on like a moped trip and they meet up and they go walk on suspension bridges on a hiking trail.
Oh, that's fun.
And it's cool and cute. And meanwhile, the pink haired girl who is the main character eats food and the food looks delicious. She eats damn curry. D-A-M curry. It's curry.
Okay.
Where they put all the sauce on one side, and then they put a wall of rice, and then they put all the other stuff on the other side, and as you eat through the rice, the curry eventually flows through like a dam breaking. This is a low-stakes show where you see beautifully, like, the images are very obviously traced, mm-hmm. but, like, they're beautiful. They're traced over actual photographs from Japan, but they're traced and watercolored, and they look gorgeous. They make the food look delicious. The jokes are not that funny, but they don't have to be. Like, it's very much like, man, I wish I traveled more.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of show.
Yeah. Cool. I will say.
Oh, and I have to score it. Because I've now watched 3 episodes. I'm going to give it, drum roll, please. Don't actually drum roll. A 7 out of 10.
Yeah, I was going to guess you were going to give it a 7.
Because it is perfectly acceptable.
I will say.
You will say. You are bold.
Thank you. I miss hanging out with you. I appreciate Yuru Camp. I think it's very good. I tried watching it twice and I dropped it 2 times.
I think it's a little too low stakes for you. Like it's not.
It's why not I can't even play Animal Crossing or Stardew Valley.
It's not even slice of life stakes. It's like less than slice of life stakes.
Yeah.
And yeah, I get why it's not. This sounds really snobby. I promise I don't mean it snobby. I get that it's not for everyone.
No, that's not snobby. You want to hear about steaks? Let me tell you about the Kita Uji concert band.
Let's go.
Okay.
What a transition.
To confirm, you're not watching Sound Euphonium.
I am not watching Sound Euphonium.
It is absolutely lovely. It's just, it's, I was talking to my husband about this. I love anime. I watch a lot of anime. I'm not super, like, technical when it comes to anime. Like, when we're doing the Crunchyroll Anime Awards and I see, like, Best Director and one show sticks out to me, like, if I'm watching, I'm like, oh, this is, like, the cinematography's really good in this. That means it has to be really, really freaking good for me to even notice that it's good. You know, it's, I don't absorb my media noticing those things. I know the animation, and I'm more focused on the music than anything, but like certain things like that, the character writing in Sound Euphonium is so natural and so like, it just, they're cute anime girls, but they're just so living, breathing people that I've noticed it, you know, and that's a big deal. Like, I noticed how good a very niche particular thing, and it's Kyoto Animation, so they're good with like that kind of thing. I'm also like, Bazzy in our Discord says that he really relates to Kumiko and that's why he loves her. It's Kumiko's senior year. She's the president of band. Her best friend is the drum major and the guy she's interested in is the vice president. My senior year of college, my husband was the president of band.
Who wasn't your husband yet.
But... yes. Our best friend was the drum major and I was the secretary and section leader of my group. So like all the conversations they're having and the technical choices they have to make and the leadership stuff they're going through, like I am real, even though it's high school versus university level, it is like hitting me so hard. Like they're talking about like song choice on a train and I'm like, I feel you. I know what's like, oh my gosh, just like those particular instances they're in, I've legitimately been in those. And you don't get to say that a lot about television, especially like Japanese high school, you know. Yeah. I don't relate a lot to the average Japanese high schooler, but apparently I relate a lot to the average Japanese concert band musician. So I'm really loving it in that regard.
See, music brings people together across cultures, across time, and also across the divide of fiction and reality.
Preach.
Music is cool.
To get to like the actual plot stuff, we've got some band drama as what happens. We have, we figured out the mysterious euphonium player is a transfer student, is a third year who just didn't get the uniform, which means I called it on the last episode. That made me very happy. She's very nice. She's very non-confrontational, but in a way that scares me. And I think she's going to be an issue in the future. She literally says to Kumiko, like, let me know if you ever want me to quit. And Kumiko's like, why? What? And she goes, well, it's my last year. I'm just coming in. You've all worked harder. And I don't want anyone not to play because of me. Which translates to me, they have to audition to be in the concert band performance. She knows she is better than everyone in this band and she will knock people out. But she's like, just let me know if you don't want me here, because if I'm going to be here, and she doesn't say it like this. This is me like shoujo trashing this. I'm shoujo trash analyzing this. I think she's going to, whether she wants to or not, she's going to be an issue.
Just laying landmines.
Yeah. The way she said it, she was like on the stairs and she like laughed and went up the stairs. And I was just like, like heavy breathing cat. Like,
get the paper bag.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I think it's such a the animation's great. The concert band scenes are absolutely phenomenal. The music's great. And it looks good all the time, which there are anime that look good sometimes. There are anime that look good a lot of the time. The show looks good all the time. And like we were saying last week, I don't know if they're going to win. Stakes, Mike.
Stakes.
Drama.
I could go for a steak right now.
We have muffins. I literally like was not hungry until you said you could eat a steak. And now I'm hungry.
In my defense, you brought steaks up.
No, you brought steaks up. You said it was a low steak show. And then I said this was a high steak show. And now you're talking about steaks. Get me out.
All right. Anything more you'd like to say about Sound Euphonium?
No, it's good.
It sounds like a good show.
Help me.
Please, please don't turn off the podcast.
The puns.
Just press the fast forward button. 15 seconds. That's all I need.
Okay. And we are watching the last one.
The last
that
one.
We are watching together.
Yes.
Just to throw out there, I know Thomas and I, Thomas isn't going to watch, we're going to talk about Spice and Wolf. Thomas isn't going to watch Spice and Wolf because he watched it already, and there's so much to watch this season. And I know I said I wanted to watch a lot in the preview. Two of the shows I really wanted to watch are on High Dive, which I no longer have.
High Dive. Heck.
And My Hero comes out in May.
Which is like forever from now. It's like
honestly,
2 weeks from now.
And then I tried.
What is happening to this year?
I tried another one and it was bad. And then I was also thinking about the bartender show and all the reviews are really bad. And that was basically it. So I don't mean to be a poser.
Demon Slayer, which isn't out yet.
Yeah. So, yeah, freaking Hananoi-kun. Ugh. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah, Thomas was getting me mad last week when he was like, you're being a hater. I'm like, this is a... Ugh.
It deserves to be. Anyway, I don't know anything about it.
Spice and Wolf!
Spice and Wolf! We're 3 episodes in. They're talking about the whole silver coin thing.
Yep.
It's Spice and Wolf.
Yeah.
I watched it like a year ago.
I know, you like just Spice watched it. So I will say I did not watch the 3rd episode.
Because you're now going to wait for the dub.
Yeah, I'm going to be one of those. And I'm rarely one of those.
Share the news. Why are you waiting for the dub?
Originally when I watched Spice and Wolf, I don't even know how long ago. High school, college, don't remember. Wherever I was watching it, only the dub was available.
Okay.
So it's not like I picked sub over dub. I could only watch the dub. And I watched it and I love the voices. And
they do
for
really
the sub... And the dub, they got the original voice cast for both of them. And, like, so I'm just so used to the dub. Like, when we did the anime watch along last year, 2 years ago, I rewatched in the dub.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I watched it in the dub, I think, at your suggestion. I am going to keep watching the sub now because, so I think we talked about this because I think I was on the podcast somewhat around that watch along and I talked about my thoughts on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was too dumb to fully appreciate the show.
Great point. You want to read it.
Every time you're 2 steps ahead of me. See, I'm too dumb.
No. That's a great point though.
Yeah. So like every time they started talking about microeconomics and economy and mercantilism, I was like, I didn't study this. I write computer code. I make the pretty lights go on and off. So I think consuming it in another medium, reading it, may help.
That's great.
And also, I mean, just seeing it for a second time is going to help, whether I was listening to it or reading it. It looks beautiful. Because of course it does. It's a it's a modern anime. They're already making changes. Like, I mean, you brought this up last week with Thomas, who didn't want to talk about it because
I hate
didn't want to
him.
Talk about it. But like the person who cuts the last sheaf of wheat and then is caught because they are hollow is a guy, not a girl. And it's just some random guy. And it's not the girl that Lawrence knew.
And the first,
I think it's supposed to show up later.
The first
right?
3 minutes of episode one.
Yeah, the first 3 minutes of episode one show me something that I didn't know about.
Screaming.
And now...
Screaming.
So,
I was screaming.
I wasn't screaming, but I was like, yeah, I figured.
I mean, also, yeah, but like, now we know.
Now we know.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
And
these are adaptations of light novels, right?
Yes, and we're going to talk a little more about this in the topic because I did accidentally do some research specifically on Spice and Wolf that I want to share when we get into our topic. I will say, I understand that they're redoing it for a lot of reasons, which I'm going to get into. The art style, I just miss the older look of the art style. I know I bought the manga for Thomas for Christmas 1 year. He has the first four volumes. This art style is closer to the light novels, is closer to the manga. If you watch the ED from the first season, you'll see like the light novel-esque drawings. They're more chibi. I get it. It's kind of like when Haikyuu changed, just like the last season they changed their art style. And yeah, it is closer to the manga.
But also the animation was legitimately worse.
And that doesn't mean I have to like it. So I miss the older art style anyway, like the thicker lines. They look a little too, like, digital and samey to me. Like, I thought they looked more unique and striking in the original. Mm. Like, it's not all, like, pastel cut. Like, it was just, like, more vibrant, I thought, stylistically in the original. But 3 seconds into the episodes, you know Kevin Penkin's doing the music.
Yeah.
Cosplay. Oh, and I want to corroborate with you. If you are dumb, I am dumb. Because I also don't get the economics of it. But my stance is that I'm in it for the trash and the drama. So I don't care to figure out what it means. So I'm good.
That is fair. I think they spend an awful lot of the show trying to explain why the economic trades that they're making are dramatic. And I think if I'm not following that, I'm not doing the show. Like, I can't fully appreciate the show.
Well, guys,
right?
Newsflash, I am not fully appreciating the show.
I'm not making any value statements or judgments about how anyone else watches or enjoys.
You heard it here first. Ganon 11 hates me.
No, I don't hate you. I just think you're dumb.
Wee! But okay, let's just get into the thick of it. We're talking about remakes.
Yeah, so I have feelings on remakes, specifically video game remakes. They're somewhat well known. I will not turn this into a rant. My feelings on video game remakes are generally negative. If you want to hear more, at me. Bring it on.
Fair.
And last week you and Thomas were talking about Spice and Wolf, and why the reason Thomas is stating that he's not going to watch it is because it's, quote, just a remake. Which made me think about remakes happen. I mean, remakes happen in every medium,
mm-hmm.
right? They happen in pretty much the only medium they don't happen in is books. But then
yeah,
there's adaptations, which is like a different topic.
You don't like rewrite a book.
You don't, you're not like, you know what I'm going to do? Lord of the Rings 2.0.
Yeah.
There's actually a guy who did that. He's getting sued.
Oh, great.
By the Tolkien estate. So don't do that. But like movies. You know, new directors come around and they're like, I want to do a different take on Dune. Something we were talking about before the podcast started.
Yeah.
The movies that came out are not the first time that Dune's been made into a movie. Do you like the original? Do you like the new one? This isn't the podcast that's going to talk about that.
Yeah.
But like, remakes happen. While I have strong feelings about video game remakes, I don't know if I have strong feelings on anime remakes and reboots. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, maybe we could just open the floor on this. I'm not deceiving anyone. I'm not leading you into a trap where I say, and this is actually why they're all bad. And if you like them, I don't have an opinion on this.
Yeah.
And so I thought maybe we'd bring up some examples, talk about when it's good to do a remake.
Mm-hmm.
Can we think of any examples of remakes that we didn't like or are bad? Can we come up with any kind of theme to this?
Yeah.
Panel discussion of two people. Mary, take the floor.
Begin. I originally was very, not against, I was bummed that Spice and Wolf was a remake.
Yeah.
Because recently rewatched the anime, the mm-hmm. original, like 2008, 2009. Animation holds up, which is one thing I think remakes should do if there's like, if the footage is old or blurry or XYZ, if you want to make it watchable again for a modern audience,
yeah.
solely with like the technicalities of it. I think that's a good reason to do a remake. You didn't have to do that with Spice and Wolf. Which is that's one of my biggest things for a remake, including with video games. Like, if it's like Final Fantasy II, which is dots, if you want to make that not dots, you can add to the storytelling by having more than just dots. That's different from Final Fantasy VII, which is not just dots, which they botched the end of Rebirth. But, I recently, literally yesterday, I watched Mother's Basement do his, like, intro into yeah. the spring season. And I was very impacted by what he said about Spice and Wolf.
What did he say about Spice and Wolf?
He said, I know what you're all thinking. This doesn't need a remake. It's the same director.
It's the same director?
The same studio, or close to the same studio. A lot of the same, like, designers, the same voice cast, different music. But XYZ, he said, Apparently, they're remaking it and not just moving on from season three, because the original anime skipped a minor plot point that is actually crucial to the end of the novels.
Well.
So they're remaking it because they need to animate some stuff that will only make sense at the end.
Couldn't just do a filler episode. Hey, remember when...
You know, I didn't think of it like that. But if this, and this is another reason why I think it's good to have a remake. For example, like, right, Full Metal Alchemist versus Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
We're pulling out the list.
When the stories differ so much, you need to make a remake to, like, get to the what the actual story was. Which may be what we said in the first episode, the guy who gets the wheat. Maybe it was actually that guy in the books. And
is
they changed
that,
it to the
is
girl.
Is that the critical plot point?
I'm not going to know.
Who knows?
I don't know if it's just a little arc, if it's one single thing. I don't know what that difference is, but that made me more accepting. And I think that might be what gets Thomas to watch it.
Yeah.
That it's dubbed in the voices he likes, and it's actually going to be a little different in intentional ways. And I think that is a good reason to have a remake.
So you've triggered my trap card. You mentioned Full Metal Alchemist.
Swords of Revealing Light. I'm not going to be able to talk for a while.
Sorry. Man, there are board games where there's like a penalty, and the penalty is you, the player, can't communicate. And they're the worst.
Oh. I hate them.
You talk about Full Metal Alchemist. Full Metal Alchemist is a remake. So I did some research. You also did some research. I am 99.9% sure that our research overlapped in at least one article that we read.
Yes, because I had it up.
We probably Googled, you know, anime remakes. And one of the first results is some listicle, which is top 15 anime remakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, guess what? I wrote them down. Because I wanted to talk about them. And one of the points I wanted to look at is, well, how old is the thing they're remaking?
Yeah.
Because, so, just, I'll get them later. Fullmetal Alchemist is a, and Brotherhood. Brotherhood is a remake of Fullmetal Alchemist.
Like,
and it's actually one of the most, or one of the, like, the smallest time gaps.
It's between, like 3 years, right?
It's 6 years. Well, okay. So
2004 to 2009.
Based on starting dates, Fullmetal Alchemist started mm-hmm. in 2003.
Okay.
And Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood started in 2009.
Yeah.
Which means there's an even shorter gap if you're looking at end of the original
and
to
the
beginning of the
wow.
new one.
Wow. Yeah.
So 6 years. 6 years! Nothing, quote-unquote, needs a remake after 6 years. Like, how much did animation really change in 6 years? But the circumstance there, as you know about, I'm mm-hmm. not telling you anything new, is that the original was made while the manga was still ongoing.
Yep.
And they worked with the mangaka to mm-hmm. come up with a unique ending to the anime, which, talking about giving things kind of more credit, I need to go back and watch the original Fullmetal Alchemist.
I would love to. I've never seen
just
it.
Just knowing that it's, like, at some level kind of officially sanctioned.
Mm-hmm.
As, like, well, this isn't the actual story, but this could have been the story.
Yeah.
And then, by 2009, the manga had finished, or was close enough to finishing, that they said, why don't we do it, and we'll do the quote-unquote real story. So, like, hey, there's an example of what I think is a good justification. And, I mean, again, I have to justify Brotherhood, because it's my favorite anime.
Yeah.
But, like, there's a good example of a good justification. Oh, the original couldn't do the official story, so we will.
Yeah.
We'll cover the common ground, and where it diverges, we will follow the source material, and we'll see it through to it.
The
to
canon.
The quote-unquote canon. Yeah. The canon 11.
Yes. The canon.
So there's an example that I liked.
Yes, I agree. Just to go off that, something based on that definition of why it needs a remake that I would like to get a remake is Soul Eater.
Yeah.
The last arc of Soul Eater is just made up and is known for being bad. Mm. I did not watch it because I read it. I just went back and watched my favorite moments of the manga up until where it diverges. But a lot of people were very frustrated and upset with the end of Soul Eater. I think it is a very, very good manga, which I should lend you.
You have.
Since I have. Oh, you read it all?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We've been friends a while. I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dope. So
when you and Thomas have been talking about where he isn't being caught up, I'm like, yeah, I kind of remember that.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I totally forgot. But I think Soul Eater is good enough to and it's cool enough too. Like, it's stylistically different from a lot of things that they could do. Like if Saiyan Saru got Soul Eater, bye. You know, it's gonna be cool. So I think that one, solely from a plot definition of does it deserve a remake, I think that's an absolute for me.
Yeah. So okay, one good reason to do a reboot or a remake, get the story right.
Yeah.
Don't do the weird stuff. Do the real stuff.
I'm gonna write this down.
Yeah, we're official. Get the story right. Another reason, which you mentioned already, was like significantly updating the visuals.
Yeah.
So what are some examples on this list that might be that? Trigun. Trigun is kind of a reboot.
I was gonna say Trigun's remix. Different because it's legitimately different.
And then also the newer one is like computer generated, but not in a way that looked bad.
But it's not just an uplift of the visuals. They're changing stuff.
They condensed two characters into one character. Mm-hmm. They also condensed the story into one season, from what I remember. Interesting. What about visuals? This is one that I don't think either of us can definitively speak on, but it was on the list. Urusei Yatsura.
Yeah, I was thinking that. My Darling. My Darling.
It's the one where the pervy guy ends up married to the alien, who is, of course, very beautiful.
And in a bikini.
It's by Rumiko Takahashi, who is the author or mangaka of Inuyasha and also Ranma One Half. Ranma One Half, also very horny, also very funny, which is why I keep thinking maybe I want to give this one a try, because maybe it's funny, but
you know, I had a friend in high school who loved Urusei Tensei and or whatever it's called, and we watched the movie together, and it was like from the 80s. Yeah. It wasn't anything new. We were watching this together in like 2008, and I thought it was funny for not knowing anything about it. And that's the only I watched one of the movies, and that's all I can say. But yeah, I agree. I think that one, again, we don't know if they're changing the plot, but there's not much plot in it anyway. It's just kind of like rom-com shenanigans.
Rom-com and like almost sitcom.
Yeah. Right?
If it's by the same author as, again, Inuyasha and Ranma, and it seems more similar to Ranma than it does to Inuyasha, it's probably like each chapter there, or each maybe two or three chapters, they're basically just going to set up a new hilarious way to put them in awkward and funny positions, and then they spend another chapter just being funny.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's other ones. I'm sure there's other ones, but there's probably not many that they do it just to update the visuals. I think if someone's going through to remake, they're going to be making larger changes. Because I think of some of the stuff I have, like, Fruits Basket.
Fruits Basket, the new one, on the list.
Also goes,
by the way, with gap of 2001 to 2019.
Yes, and goes with the, it's the same as Brotherhood. It follows the actual story. But it also updates the visuals a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest, and I would say the visuals in the original Fullmetal Alchemist are great. They have some great OPs. So the animation's pretty similar. Again, it's that short gap. But I will say it goes from like 3:4 to widescreen. And that's pretty substantial.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing with Fruits Basket, right? It goes from like the 2001 3:4 to the widescreen. But also
talking aspect ratio.
Yeah, maybe. But it also is just the actual manga, which is a comedy.
And the original wasn't?
What?
The original Fruits Basket did not. So I didn't watch the original Fruits Basket, nor did I. I didn't even finish the new Fruits Basket.
Mm-hmm.
But the original anime was not the full adaptation of the manga?
Correct. Okay. It was maybe the first 6 volumes, and it's like 20 volumes or something.
Because and then they just ended it?
It was ongoing. Yeah, it was non-ending.
Okay.
It's only like, back then a season was 24 episodes. It was just the 24 episode run.
Back in the good old days.
Go buy some books, we out. Where also the original anime heavily focused more on the comedy, where this is more representative of the source material, which is more like comedy drama. The drama.
Very drama.
Drama.
You can't see this because this is an auditory medium, but Mary is making the Italian hands.
Drama. Very dramatic.
Chef's kiss.
To go off what we were saying, like, a remake that updates the visuals, but also kind of changes it drastically, I would easily go with, and these were the two I had in my head, Dororo and Devilman Crybaby.
Both on the list. Devilman Crybaby, I was only able to find the original was sometime in the 1970s.
Yeah.
And the reboot was in 2018. Dororo, I know, is old, but I could not find... and by could not find, I mean it wasn't immediately mentioned in the one article I read. And the remake of that was 2019. We're looking up the original Dororo manga.
1969.
Yeah. Oh, concluded in 1969.
Oh, 1967.
Yeah. So, hold on. Math. They're cute. Math. I can't math.
You're
showing me cute images of anime people. I can't math while I'm looking at that. But yeah. I mean, significant update to the visual style, but also making a lot of substantial changes to explore different themes.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, it was a pretty, like, kind of hokey
situation.
And Dororo, one, I love that show. Two, it's very serious. And it absolutely knows what it's doing. It's not the cutesy, like, Astro Boy vibe. It is dark. It gets into it.
Literally, the party is over.
Party is over.
I knew you would get that.
That song came on shuffle the other day at my desk, and I literally jumped a little in my seat. I was like, I forgot how good this show is. Anyway. Yeah, and Devilman Crybaby modernizes it. It's not in... It takes place in the 80s. It's not in the 80s anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It, like, totally transports it. It's still... I really love Devilman Crybaby. It still sucks, as in, like, it's hard to watch, and it's brutal, and it's sad.
It was brutal enough that I dropped it, right?
Yeah.
Like, two episodes in, I was like, this isn't... I don't... But, yeah.
It was like, my heart ached at the end in, like, a good way. Like, I was hollow, but I was like, because it was good. And the end of Devilman Crybaby... The end of Devilman and Devilman Crybaby are very, like, they both end... basically the same way, but they totally, like, there's rapping. They, like, really turned it around for the remake, which I think, again, you're modernizing it for a modern audience. I think they did that really well, and it won Anime of the Year in 2018, which freaked everyone out. It always freaks people out when an anime wins the Crunchyroll Anime Awards that was not on Crunchyroll.
Because you know then it was actually good.
Yeah, Made in Abyss... and Devilman Crybaby might be the only two. So, and both those shows totally deserved it.
And weirdly enough, Baldur's Gate 3 somehow wasn't on Crunchyroll.
I will say, shout out to 2018. A lot of people are like, this year's the best year in anime. This year's the best man. 2018 gave us Devilman and Violet Evergarden. So, like, 2018 is kind of a great anime year. We could talk about, that's a good podcast topic, what you personally think is the best year in anime.
That would be a really hard topic.
Oh.
You would have to do a lot of research.
I mean, first things that come to my head, 2010, 2018, but I'll stop.
I mean, the fact that you can name that is already way more than I can. Although I have done the exercise of best year for video games.
Oh, okay. And what is it?
I don't know. Probably 2002.
Okay.
It's like late 90s to early 2000s are like the golden era for video games.
Mm.
But again, this isn't a video game podcast, so...
It is sometimes.
I don't
sometimes.
Know if you want to divert to that.
It is sometimes, but it's not today.
I also don't want to talk about video game remakes.
Yeah, let's review quickly. Why a remake? If it gets the story right, if it modernizes the show for a modern audience, and it updates the visuals significantly...
And the new visuals are actually good. Be good.
Be
in
good.
Parentheses. So other examples that I found just from this list that I have zero opinion on because I didn't read or watch any of them. Hunter x Hunter.
I had that and I didn't. People think Hunter x Hunter 2011 is one of like the greatest anime of all time.
I remember like so many of my friends are super, super into it.
Yeah.
And
so it must be good. And I think that one also follows the story. Like it
like the 1999 one didn't, and the 2011 one does.
We don't have a new bullet. I think it updated the visuals, and it got the story right.
Okay. Tomorrow's Joe to Megalobox.
Not comparable.
Not comparable?
Correct. Megalobox is in the same universe as Ashita no Joe. It's like after the world ends. It's like 1,000 years in the future. Like,
so this listicle that told me it was a reboot,
Joe is not in it. So it's not like they remade the story.
So the fact that the main characters are not in it reveals that this was a lie.
I mean,
I've been misled by the internet.
I guess it's kind of a retelling in a way. Because,
or is it
like
a spiritual reboot?
I guess so, because the main character's name is Joe, but it's not like,
it's the same Joe.
It's not the same Joe. Yeah, and I can't speak to it because I didn't see Ashita no Joe or read it, but it's not, I wouldn't call that, no. It's definitely like, they're first cousins. I wouldn't even call them brothers.
Gotcha.
They're first cousins.
Shaman King. From the 2000s to 2021.
I started reading that. I got 100 chapters in. And then I had to take the SAT. And I stopped. And then the anime, I started watching the remake, not the original.
Just a couple years ago.
I got bored.
Yeah.
I thought it was bad.
So, either that was a bad remake, or just not great source material?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
That's hard.
Evangelion.
I have that on my list. Very confusing one for me, in all honesty.
Because it's, from what I understand, so I haven't watched the Rebuild movies.
Yeah.
I want to. I should. But they're like, they start from the same place and then they just go in a different direction.
It's like the opposite. It's like, get the story right? Nah. We're just gonna do whatever.
But if it's the original author doing it, it's less the story wrong and more like, I want to tell the story a different way this time.
So you can say the same thing about Full Metal Alchemist. It's also the author.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. My feelings on Full Metal Alchemist are complicated. I learned that the original one had a quote-unquote officially sanctioned ending.
Man, I watched them. I did not see the original FMA, but I watched the movie finale.
I haven't seen any of the movies.
Dude.
It's so weird.
Hitler's in it.
Of course Hitler's in it.
Hitler is in it. You see him.
Yeah, so I actually haven't seen any of the movies. The, like, Shambhala,
that's
whatever.
The one.
Haven't seen it.
Woof.
But.
Anyway,
yeah.
Eva, I watched the Rebuild movies. I will say the first one is a remake. It is the first, like, 8 episodes. And I was watching it with Batulaphobe and Mike.
Shout out to Batulaphobe.
And they were.
Shout out to Mike.
They were mad because they were like, they didn't even change anything. And I was like, the first 8 episodes of Evangelion are great. Why are you mad? And then they started changing stuff and they were like, what the hell's going on? I was like, you guys are confusing. They changed stuff and you're still mad.
We're treading on dangerous ground with me vis-a-vis remakes and video games.
Yeah. But I did not like. I liked some of the changes they made in Eva. I did not like most of them. And you could argue that they did this because the end of, not the end of Evangelion, the movie, but the end of the series Evangelion was very often confusing. I still don't freaking get what happens in the fourth movie.
I don't think you're supposed to.
So, like, yeah. And also, like, the third movie came out in 2011, and the fourth movie came out in 2019.
What is this, Attack on Titan?
Woof.
Come on.
Like,
get it together.
I made those dates up, so don't hold me to those dates, but it's close.
Literally quote Mary on this.
Get that on a shirt.
Yeah. Mary from Anime Double Play said.
These dates.
Last one on my list. Again, can't comment on it, but it was on the listicle. Sailor Moon to Sailor Moon Crystal.
There's a lot of, so I didn't watch the original Sailor Moon.
Oh, you backspaced over a thing that we didn't talk about.
Yeah, but I'm going to remember it.
Okay.
I watched like a season and a half of Sailor Moon Crystal, and I got the main idea. Sailor Moon Crystal does follow the manga more.
Okay.
It does look better. But again, it's that like digital sheen on everything sickening to me.
If it's the new one, it by definition doesn't have my favorite thing. which is a meme, which I have to look up. And dear Lord, I hope this is funny. No, not save. Okay. It's the masked man saying, "My job here is done."
But you didn't do anything.
And then he just twirls the tape. That's my favorite thing of Sailor Moon. That's also the only thing I've seen from Sailor Moon. I feel like the masked man pretty much every day.
Some people shut up. Some people.
My job here is done.
Crystal kind of cuts the fat out of the original, like a lot of the filler stuff, which makes sense, right? If it's following the story. But a lot of people argue that, like, them just going to the mall or talking after school was, like, good character stuff for the girls that made that show better than just, like, plot, 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 plot. Like, there wasn't enough time to breathe in Crystal. Again, didn't watch the original. Watched a season and a half of Crystal, so I can't really speak to it. I did like Crystal. I felt like Sailor Moon was a big, like, gap in my in the archive, in my anime resume. So I can at least speak to it now, but I never finished it.
Yeah, I haven't watched any of Sailor Moon, so I can't comment on it. Yeah. But it was on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all the ones that I found on the two articles that I read.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any other examples of remakes that we could think of?
You covered everything I had, which confirms we read the same article.
Except for one.
No, that wasn't it. Because I'm going to ask you a follow-up question.
A follow-up question?
We talked about remakes that exist. I brought up a show, Soul Eater, that I think deserves a remake.
Okay.
I can bring up more. I erased one from the list because I'm remembering it. If you had to pick a franchise, a show that you think deserves a remake, say the show and then say which of our bullets it checks off. Well, you think, I will go. My two big ones besides Soul Eater are Orin High School Host Club and Katekyo Hitman Reborn. Orin High School Host Club, to get the story right, because it stops and it does not complete the story. I also think it will be very difficult to remake because it ain't PC and society's different, and I don't think that show is going to fly anymore. I still think it's funny.
To your point, I dropped it because I felt uncomfortable watching that show in like 2020.
Yeah, and I watched that show in 2006. I watched it before the dub came out. So like that's how long ago I watched it.
I'm just checking. Mary's weeb card is legit. She is an official weeb.
Yeah, before
the watermark is there and everything.
Before Netflix was online, I had to buy the DVDs.
Wow.
And I was probably sixth or seventh grade, and I watched them on DVD in Japanese.
You're sixth or seventh grade in 2006.
Anyway, Katekyo Hitman Reborn. Actually, no, I watched them online in Japanese in like 2005, 2006. And then I got the DVDs and that's when I saw the dub. And I thought the dub was really bad because I listened to Mamoru Miyano be Tamaki. And then I ended up loving the dub. Anyway, Katekyo Hitman Reborn needs a remake to get the story right. It did not finish. More importantly, I think, besides the visuals, not even get the story right, to get the pacing right. So Katekyo Hitman Reborn is an early 2000s shonen anime, which means it's just recaps and fillers. It's like 15 minutes of content an episode because there's like so much recap and XYZ. And I think they could really cut the fat off it. And it was a really cool, fun show. And I love that show. And it should get a remake. And the manga also didn't finish. The mangaka legit got bored of writing it and just ended it. So it doesn't even have an actual ending anyway, which really pisses me off, but it's a good show.
But it means if you rebooted it, you could end it however you want.
Or you could just talk to the mangaka, like, what were you thinking if you put any effort in? And then just write, you know, like, it could have been good. But did I stall long enough for you?
I mean, you did fine. But also, I can't think of any examples. I don't have the breadth of experience that you do in both manga and anime. They can't see your epic self-confident hair twirls.
Because I don't want them to.
But the people need to know.
Oh my God.
The people need to know. Release this as a video podcast. Don't do that. Or do. It's up to you. It's your podcast.
I can barely get Thomas to do an audio one.
I think my experience is so, like, the only anime I watched as a kid. Why have we pulled up my anime list?
So here's what we're going to do with your anime
list. Oh, no.
We're going to find the oldest anime you've watched.
It's Dragon Ball. And it's Ranma and it's Inuyasha.
Okay. So other ones.
I said Dragon Ball and Ranma and Inuyasha and Pokemon.
Drop. Let's go to ones you've actually watched. Here we go. Yu Yu Hakusho. That doesn't need a remake. I think that's fine.
So I think my general thesis, so it's a little bit different from my general thesis on video games because they're different.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, I still think my attitude is appreciate old things. Go watch originals. Like there's something to be said for modernizing a show for a modern audience, but I think there's also something to be said for be willing to transport yourself into the past 30 or 40
years. Says the guy who dropped Orin High School Host Club. I agree with you.
Yeah, so like the things that I'm totally on board with, this isn't exactly like this can't be the case in video games, which is where my opinion differs. Mm-hmm. But like, quote unquote, get the story right. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's remake season 2 of Promised Neverland.
Into seasons 2 and 3 and 4. Like, just woo! Do the whole thing. But that's not a reboot because they never made a second season.
Yeah.
I have a blind spot on the screen.
Where that is.
That's the, like... Sorry, we're now going through my anime list. We looked at Vinland Saga Season 2, same old story. It's the, like, 20-minute special that talks about
I don't think I watched it.
I think we watched it together.
I think it's just not... Okay.
Important.
It's very funny going through your Mal, because I recommended most of these things to you.
Yeah, it turns out. There's not a lot of old stuff on here.
Yeah, which is fair. I mean, look,
we just passed
Sabakui Bisco is, I guess it's not a remake as more of it is like the first time an old manga's been animated.
Is it?
Yeah.
So adaptations are different.
Yeah. Yes.
I would say adaptations would make a great topic, but like 90% of anime is adaptations. So it would literally just be here's the topic where we talk about
it. Oh, it's
not
old. Huh.
Get wrecked.
I did not like the look of that show.
It was okay. But we passed Sakamichi no Apollon, which is an older show that I don't want remade.
I was gonna say absolutely not. Also 2010.
Yeah. Old.
Pretty sure. 2010 or 2012.
We're opening it up and we're looking
2012. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Akira. Akira's an anime movie.
Does not need a different. Remake.
Don't remake it. Still looks great.
Mm-hmm.
Still awesome.
Oh, we found Belle, the Mamoru Hosoda movie. Beauty and the Beast did not need a remake. Did not need a remake, folks.
Remake and really weird. That might be the lowest scoring thing on my list.
What'd you give it?
A 4.
Oh, I gave
I despise that movie.
I've given lower.
Ranma 1/2. I think you could update the visuals. I don't, for similar reasons as to why I dropped Orin High School Host Club, I'm not sure I would watch
Would It Fly? Ranma 1/2. Yeah, Would It Fly?
Yeah, we're just scrolling. There's a lot of modern stuff to see, just to try and get a reaction out of Ganon.
I would not
remake a single Ghibli movie that I've seen.
Correct, there's Charm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta come at me and say, I want to remake My Neighbor Totoro? Get out of here.
Punch you in the face.
What are you doing? JoJo. JoJo's a remake. Kind of.
No.
Right? There was an older JoJo that was just Stardust Crusaders.
Oh.
Or only went up through Stardust Crusaders. But yeah, there's an original JoJo anime from like 20 or 30 years ago.
Okay.
I don't know if we can find it.
2007? No, that might actually be it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, there's one from like the 90s.
Oh, cool.
And you can tell from the visual style.
Mm.
Did that need a remake? I don't know. I never watched the original one.
Hajime no Ippo?
Hajime no Ippo. There's a lot more manga for that to follow, but...
It's long.
It's long, and it's kind of same-ish.
Okay.
I really liked that manga, and mm-hmm. I liked the anime when I watched it for free on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hell yeah. That's how old it is.
But, like, the anime only covers so much, and the manga goes further, but there's only so much of, like, hey, main character whose name I forget... Ippo-kun.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Of course, his name is Ippo.
Ippo.
Hey, Ippo, you've got another opponent, and he does this weird thing. So you're gonna have to do this special training to get ready for it. Oh no, you start the fight losing. Hey, guess what? You win by the fifth round. Hooray! And now you're really injured, and your girlfriend wishes you didn't box. Literally, that carbon copy pasted like six times.
Yeah.
In a row is the rest of the manga.
Mm-hmm.
And then it ends weird.
Fooly Cooly.
Fooly Cooly. No.
Absolutely not.
Do not touch.
Do not touch. It is like lightning in a box.
Yeah.
Like, don't touch that. Remember Decadence?
Remake Decadence.
Remake Decadence. It was good sometimes.
Remake Bocchi the Rock.
Banana Fish. I guess. I don't know if there
That's
was
not
an
that
original.
Old.
I don't know if it... If there was an original... Yeah, but the manga's old. The manga's 1985.
The manga does look old.
Yeah, right? But I don't think it had an original... it didn't have an old school anime, so... Yeah, that's
Banana
the
Fish
first
is still a very weird name for anything.
A drug. Which is what it is. Okay, yeah. Those are all the... old-ish things. It's like, okay to be a new anime fan.
Don't remake Dragon Ball. It's good. And in fact, the later you go into Dragon Ball, I think the worse it gets.
Yeah.
Inuyasha? Maybe? That's another one gets pretty samey.
But also, I've only read Inuyasha, and it gets pretty samey in the manga, too.
Yeah.
That would need more of a... revamp, like not
to be clear. When I was talking about Hajime no Ippo mm-hmm. being samey, I meant the manga.
Okay, yeah. Oh, okay.
And Inuyasha, very much the same thing. Hey, there's another demon that has a shard of the Shikan Jewel. Let's go fight it. Except Kikyo shows up. Oh no!
I love
I'm
her.
Torn between Kikyo and Kagome, yeah. But I will eventually choose Kagome.
Duh.
Carbon copy paste for about 20 Shikan Jewel shards.
I added a bullet to our list. Improve the pacing.
Improve the pacing.
I think.
Get rid of the filler.
Is a great reason.
I don't know.
Not even get rid of the filler. Because, like, again, the original manga canon Inuyasha needs its pacing improved anyway. Take out 4 Shikan Jewels.
Yeah.
You know, like. So
I don't even know if that's. I think that is a good attribute, but I don't know if that's enough. Like, if we watched another, I don't know, what's an anime with really bad pacing that has too much filler?
One Piece.
If we, don't remake One Piece.
They are.
Why?
I'm saying, like, the older, like, the early 2000s shonen, One Piece, Naruto, Bleach, they have filler, but again, it's not necessarily...
If you have a beach episode, that's filler, trim it.
It's not necessarily about filler. It could just be the pacing, right?
Yeah.
Like, they take too long to get through conversations. They take too long to do fights. They look at Dragon Ball Z's fights. Goku fights Frieza for like 12 episodes.
There's actually, I mean, we didn't talk about this, but there is kind of a Dragon Ball Z remake. Is it Dragon Ball Z Kai? Is like...
Oh, I guess so.
We're gonna redo it with slightly updated visuals, but the biggest thing is we address the pacing.
Also, there's the One Piece fan project One Pace, which is just improving the pacing of One Piece,
yeah.
of the original. So I think these bullets could be a combination, or...
Yeah.
Could just stand alone.
I think... we're laughing at something that will remain private. I feel like we're wrapping up here.
Yeah.
I feel like we have our thesis statement, which is as long as you have some of these attributes, it's probably okay to do your remake.
It's probably okay, but talk to us first.
Talk to us, yeah. Get the anime single play and also the Ganon 11 approval.
It can, if you're a host, it's double play approved.
All right. Yeah, so get us to double play approve your
anime remake before anime you start remake. It.
And just to go over the bullet points again, the things we're looking at are, one, if you're going to remake it to get the story right, good, go for it. Number two, if you're modernizing it for a modern audience, first of all, consider whether you should just bully the modern audience instead of watching your old thing. If they refuse to be bullied, sure, okay, go for it. Number three, update the visual significantly. If, like, this was made in 1960 and the film is grainy and it's in a 4:3 aspect ratio, give it that beautiful sheen. Give it that shine. Four, improve the pacing. If this is a 1,000-episode anime and the story could be concisely told in 300 episodes, do 300.
300?
Do 300 episodes. Instead of 1,000. Give me the Cliff Notes. Give me the DBZ Kai. Is there anything you want to add?
No.
On the topic.
One, I love how we basically said the same thing. We had, like, the same examples.
Yes.
Go the internet.
We read the same listicle.
Ganon's going to help me format something for... messed it up. Ganon's helping me format the list to put into Discord because I gave up. But yeah.
Look, I know Markdown. Okay, it's one of my skills.
Oh, it was a dash and not a pointy? Damn!
Ta-da!
He did it! Ganon, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for letting me expound upon my thoughts and kind of form my opinion on this topic.
Yes, because these things are important and they matter. No. But yeah. We'll probably be back next week. Well, I hope I will. I don't know about him. Actually,
I'll be gone next week.
I won't be back next week. I'm driving home to go to my cousin's wedding. So good thing we
Hold
did
on.
That episode this
Can
week.
Can we get this excuse double play approved? Your excuse for not doing the podcast next week, is that double play approved?
No, my brother's not going to the wedding.
Ooh, single play approved. But wait, I'm a host.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good reason.
Yay!
Double play approved!
Yeah, my brother and my sister aren't going, but they're like, oh, we don't really know them, whatever. And I'm like, drinks and dancing?
Family.
I love weddings. I don't need to know them. And my mom's like, will you go with us? We'll have to sit by ourselves. And I'm like, and my dad's gonna drive me there?
Huh.
Amazing. So, yeah. But good thing we did it this week or else we would have missed 2 weeks. So, yeah. Double appreciate you being here.
If I could very quickly plug why I won't be doing the podcast next week.
Yeah, plug it.
I'm doing Metroid Marathon.
Woo, woo.
So we're going to play a whole bunch of Metroid games. We're going to raise money for Direct Relief, which is an organization that ships medical supplies and aid around the world. You can find us at MetroidMarathon.com or Twitch.tv/Metroid_Marathon. And that's going to be happening next weekend. So next Thursday, I'll be driving to another planet to host this marathon.
Mm-hmm.
When I do Metroid Marathon stuff from here, I say that I live on Talon 4, which is a planet from Metroid.
Oh, and final shout out. Thank you for writing the Nintendo questions.
Oh, you're welcome.
For the trivia.
I'm so glad that I stumped some people.
Yes, they were very upset.
Good. I drink your tears as a morning beverage.
L-O-L.
I named myself after a video game villain. What did you expect?
And I wrote it down.
Quoted for the ages.
Done. All right, guys. Here's the big takeaway from this. Keep watching anime.
Keep watching anime.
Watch a bunch of anime. You'll have 2 weeks before you see us again. Or just me. Or
so
who the hell knows.
So stay current on your Eurocamps and your spices and your wolves.
Are we gonna win the concert band?
Your euphoniums, your trombones,
yes.
Your clarinets, your flutes.
And when we come back, we can all bitch about Demon Slayer together.
Yeah.
That'll be something, right?
Man. Our special boy is going to get some more special powers.
Yay!
It's the exact same complaint I have about My Hero. Special boy gets more special powers because he's very special. Let's end this on a positive note and not a negative note.
I am Holo the Wise Wolf. Yay! All right, guys, have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.